Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your power mentor. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. I'm here with special guests from time to time. We're coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have not done this already, go ahead, share the call with other people. They can dial in the 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. All right, family, we have been on this hot topic, how to get time on your side so you can live the life you really want. You know, I can tell you one thing is that we have to understand that what we're doing with our time today is deciding how we live tomorrow. And we have been petitioning unto God to teach us how to number our days so that we can begin to use our time wisely. You know, as I'm calling in on today, I'm actually going to be traveling from Orlando, Florida, into Naples to do a seven-figure mastermind, a group of seven-figure earners in our industry who are going to be totally inclined and engulfed in one another to help one another, and that is a choice. Today, we are going to talk about the power of choice. Many people believe that they're doing what they have to do, not realizing that if you're listening to me, if you are here, no matter how bad your circumstances are, you have to begin to ask the Lord to show you what are the choices that you should be making so you can maximize the time that God has given you here on earth? You know, our scripture today is going to be coming out of the book. We're going to be coming out of the book of Deuteronomy, sharing you the law, chapter 30, verse 16. I want you to go ahead and turn there before we go on to the Lord and we ask him to definitely give us the wisdom and help us understand what are the choices that we should be making so that we can now have time on our side. Father God, we come before you. We honor you on this day. This is the day that you've made, and we are so glad and joyous that we are here in the land of the living. We'll never get tired or think that it is something that we should not do is give you thanks for each day that you're giving us. Father God, on this day, we're asking you to show us how we can number our days using time wisely that you have given us. We know that you have given us huge plans before we were formed out of our mother's womb. But we're asking, oh dear Lord, to show us how we can align with those plans. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that we have the power of choice. You gave us choice, oh Father God. We're thanking you, oh Father God, for that grace and mercy that you've had on us. And even when we're not making the right choices, you still bless us even though. But as our heart is turning toward your ways, as we are pursuing, oh Father God, greatness to do great exploits in your name, we'll be careful to acknowledge you in everything that we do. Dear Lord, we're thanking you that we're coming in alignment with full character of the kingdom. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that we are aligning, oh Father God, with your commandments. We're no longer trying to do it our way. We no longer want your permissive will in our life, but your perfect will. We're thanking you, Father God, and declaring that we're walking in courage of wise choices so time can be on our side. We honor you and we bless you, and we seal this prayer in the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So, okay, team, listen, you know, we're not going to be able to take any callers on today as we are moving forward. We're driving. We're not sure how the connections are going to be here. And I need you guys to realize that every day that we get up, we have a decision to make. We have options. And we have to ask ourselves, are we taking the option seriously? Are we making the wise choices? Now, I want to read this scripture because many of us are not realizing that when we do align up with what God has told us to do, then there are so many other things that will be added to us. It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added to us, according to Matthew 6 and 33. But I need us to go into the book of Deuteronomy, that is chapter 30 and 16, and it says, if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, and I command you today, every day he's commanding us, but it's, are we listening? By loving the Lord your God, by walking in his ways and keeping his commandments and his statutes and his rules, then you shall live and multiply. And the Lord your God will bless you in the land that you are entering to take possession of it. We are looking to take possession of big things in our life. And it gave us in Deuteronomy 30 some specific instructions. It says, obeying the commandments of the Lord, loving the Lord, which he says that if you love me, you'll keep my commandments, walking in his ways. Imagine if God went to sleep on us. Imagine when we really needed him, he just was not there, not available. And keeping his commandments and statutes that we will live and multiply. Isn't that what we want to do? The Lord tells us that we must have faith. Even the faith of a mustard seed can move a mountain. Many of us are not choosing to operate in faith, so we waste time. Procrastination just takes over purpose. We're wandering around, sleepwalking like we're not sure what we should be doing each and every day. In order for us to get time on our side, you have to have the courage to command your day. You literally have to choose to accept God's promises in our life so we can have that abundance, so we can multiply. I need you not to believe that you don't have a choice. You had a choice to dial into this call or not. The same way as you have a choice, as you have the choice to live in prosperous ways or not, to have the life that you want or not. You have to be willing to do what God has told you to do. Walk as unto the Lord, not unto man. Every single day as we're getting up and we're commanding our day with our calendars and our appointments, we have to ask ourselves, are we commanding our day to take us closer to or further away from that abundant or that prosperous life that we really want? On today, I need you to understand that if you are looking at your calendar, if you went and you started doing the homework and you started taking close note of what you're doing with your 888, these 24 hours that you have, it should reveal to you, are you in proper management of what God has told you to do? You should be asking yourself, how can I use this day to accomplish my goal? And of course, you know, every day there should be some miniature goals that's leading you to a larger goal. But if the goal has nothing to do with helping people, have nothing to do with furthering the kingdom or furthering the people of God, it is going to be like you're moving tons of bricks. Today, very, very short call. The question is, how can I use this day wisely? What I want you to do is I want you to write down this affirmation, and I need you to repeat it over and over and over and over and over and over on today. As you are going out doing your your invitations, your exposures, as you are getting the responses, completing the process every single day with each and every one of your prospects, sharing your heart, sharing who you are, sharing your story. I want you to affirm on today, I have the power of choice. And I choose to invest my time wisely to lead in prosperity. I need you to say this because many people, we're living in lack and we're choosing that. We have to choose the prosperous ways, the abundant ways, the multiplication that God has already ordained for our life. Let's go one more time with this affirmation. I have the power of choice and I choose to invest my time wisely, leading me to prosperity. I know this may be a short call, but I need you to know this is more than a mouthful for you. Because most people are not realizing that each and every day, whenever they fold their hands and decide they're not going to work, whenever they quit on their team, whenever they, you know, have not an attitude of servitude, when they don't intentionally wake up every day consciously ascending, consciously climbing, you're choosing lack. And I need you to know that you have the power of choice and you want to choose it wisely. You, your family, your life, your team, everyone around you to be led in the prosperity. Family, I need you guys to go and make it happen out there. You know, we get into Financial Freedom Friday on tomorrow. Be ready to share what you've done with your time. And once you begin to choose wisely, once you begin to command your days, I want to hear what's happening. I want to hear what's happened. God is ready to wow you if you just align with his commandments and align with what he's asking you to do. I want you guys to have a blessed and prosperous day. I'm going to be in masterminding all day. We're driving on up to Naples, beautiful resort. We're going from one resort to another beautiful resort. I have my family with me. And I look back and I say, you know what? I was at hairstylist 10, 12 hours a day, exhausted, silently suffering. Sure, I was a six-figure earner. Sure, I had the car, the houses, everything. But I'm like, Lord, there has to be more. And all I did was make a decision, that true decision, like Anthony Robbins says. You're abandoning and you're burning every bridge from going back. But that was just a choice of what I was going to do with my time. And now I'm living the life that I want. And my life's purpose, my passion, is to teach you how to do the same. You guys have a blessed day on today.